Okay, komm rein. Wir halten. Okay, da wollen wir bei der Bottom. He made a statement. Rav said that an egg, when it emerges from a chicken, that's when it's completed. We're trying to work out what it means. The Gemara is saying, I'll tell you what it means. At the bottom of the page. Ella im yitziyosen nigmura u'migadelas afreichim. When is it possible for the egg to turn into a chick? Only if the egg emerged whole from the chicken. Then it's possible this egg will turn into a chick. But b'mei ima, if you shech the mother and you found the egg inside, eina migadelas afreichim. It will not turn into a chick. L'mainav kamina, what do you have to need to tell you that for? L'mekach u'memcher, when it comes to buying and selling, when you want to buy an egg, you pay obviously more for an egg that can turn into a chick than an egg that cannot. You should know that it's if you ask for an egg and turn into a chick and he gave you an egg that's inside the chicken, it's a mekach tos. Kahu, you want to tell the story now. Kahu, d'amaluhu, he came all along to the merchant, he said, sell me beya de pachya, sell me an egg of a chicken that makes noise. In other words, a living chicken. Leman, who has it? Yavule, what did they give him? Beya de shchuta, they gave an egg from a chicken that was geschachten. Also, that was inside the mother. Also, the kame de Rav Ami, the friend before Rav Ami, amul mekar tosu, it's a mekar tos. For the mother, he can get his money back. It's obvious he can get his money back. He asked specifically for a tarnegoyle, a beya de pachya, for a chicken that's making noise, that's alive, and you gave him a chicken, an egg that's dead. Of course it's a megatoss. Nay, ma with him, I would have thought, really, he's looking to buy eggs in order to eat. So why is he specifically asking for an egg from a live chicken rather than egg found inside the chicken? Why did he go around saying a chicken's alive? It's making noise. Because it's more juicy, it's a better egg. Push a better quality egg. So, what's the difference? Either way, he was cheated. He asked for an egg from a chicken that was alive. You gave him an egg from the chicken that was dead. So what's the difference if he wanted a better quality egg or he wanted an egg that could turn into a chick? Either one, you cheated him. So what's the name? Mayav Kamina. Says the Gemara, there's a big difference. If you cheat somebody only a little bit, you don't have to. You don't say that the deal is canceled. You say reimburse him. The difference. But if you cheated him mamish, then you got to give him back his money. So the meisel we would have thought that if all he wanted was an egg, but he wanted a bit better quality, so give him the difference between this kind of great A egg and a great B egg. That's have to give him back the money. The difference. But otherwise, the deal remains. Kamashla, no. That if he asked for a live chicken, he wanted a chicken that the egg could come out and actually turn into a chicken, and therefore you cheated him completely. Different purpose.
The Russian thing is in all of yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, there's a difference if you find a whole egg in a chicken or you find an egg.
You're talking about from milk and meat? What are you talking about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see in the
second one. Because as far as I remember, my mother kashered the Indian chickens that had the Indian shell. She even salted it.
But that's not called Beis Mamur Urim Gittim, is it?
We're going to see about Beis Mamur Urim Gittim in a minute. We haven't really gotten into it. Before we did, we learned that the Rashi says clearly, how to learn and how to learn. We'll see in one minute. Rashi clearly learns that even if you found an egg with a yolk and it's still, the rest is just a membrane, it's not flay shakes, it's nothing. Until Rashi clearly holds that. The Rajba disagrees. That it doesn't have a shell. If it doesn't have a shell, but
it's, if it has a shell,
everyone is making.
Well, I remember, and I asked the Rebbe Kinsky, I said, the Rebbe said, I don't remember that.
With a shell?
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember at all that with a shell there should be an opinion. There's Machlek is Rashi and Rajba. And we learned that in Yeshiva, but in Simicha, but I. Nope, sorry. But you had Simicha after me, so what does it say about it?
I'll tell you what Kakowski used to say. I'm going like him because as he used to say, as we were talking about Shail and Kirchdach, we were framed by Yiddish about a booster. So I'm paskening like Mrs. Krinsky.
Okay, Rashi. Tell the page. The pachya kemoi de paya noyladi men atagoyle was born. The chayya shapua believed also. That makes noise when it gives birth. Pshita the mekar tos a mistake. The behedjam alad pach. He wanted a living bird. It's sriban. Maybe he wanted to eat, but he wanted dafka a living bird. Why the loshim of vushaldas kol tzorchin totally ready kemoi tzarebes kaviyo bichel totally ready. But nafka mitz chilik. Either way, he was cheated. No, the chilki be man de boyle chil. He wanted to eat it. Only thing he wanted better quality. Be man de boyle fruch of roichim. Or he wanted it not even to eat. He wanted it to turn into a chick. The meisulei the bane. Can you just reimburse him the difference between the two grades? The hachizulei the main maila. The different quality should be in bayah. The pachil be in the shchuta. If he wants to eat, ain't a mecha bottle. You got what you want. You want to eat. No boss. You want a better quality. So here's a difference in value. So the yachzlod may maliyusan. You give him just a difference. Kamashal no. Reb Ami the sasam the stam man the boye be the pachy. If somebody's asking, he wants dafke an egg from a chicken that's alive. He wants it to turn into a chick. The ain elu shavin leklum. These are worthless because he can't turn them into a chicken. He's not coming to eat. Says Gemalavite. Another story. Ahu the amelu beya the dakra leman who has eggs from a chicken that the egg came from a male from a rooster rather than from safna the ada from the heat of the ground as we'll see beya the dakra leman yeah you want dakra from a male yavale they gave him beya the safna ma'ada they gave him an egg that was fertilized in the ground that means there was no male involved but the heat of the ground the chicken rolls in the ground that fertilizes the eggs in the chicken. And it makes the chicken produce eggs. Also, the comment about me, he said he cheated me. He turned into a chicken.
Can
turn into a chick, yeah.
But if it was fertilized, it was
something. No, not forever. I'm talking about chatchila, the conception. Where did the egg come from? Yeah. Amalu mekartosu. It's a mekartos, the whole thing. It's a mekartos. But how do I give back his money? Obviously, he asked specifically for one, then he gave him something else. He wants to eat. Lavaz, he thought it was a better quality. But I did go to the doctor. Why? Because the shemina trade the fatter. The mind of kamina. Therefore, we would have thought. Sachakol the meisve lebeina beina. All you have to do is reimburse him the difference in the money. Kamashla, no, the whole deal falls off. He wants dafke those eggs because those eggs can produce, can procreate, and turn into a chick, and the other ones can't turn into a chick. Kamashla. The dakra she yodosan tanegoilus metanegoil. A hen from a rooster, it's not pshat that it did, just heat it up from the ground, and that is how it conceived the egg. The safna me'ara, it warmed up from the ground. What kind of lotion is the safna? Mischamem is bikarka, it warms up from the ground, the yeled is beim, and it triggers the eggs. But oisen beim, a megadus of rechim, and those eggs cannot obviously not turn into chicks. Safna keletas beim, kishim safedas bikarka. That it fertilizes the egg or conceives the egg when you're rolling in the dirt. And close the common armor, kol hechadi kazachar, loy saf the matter. If there's a male around, we'll soon see how what distance of the male around, then the hen is not interested in rolling in the ground and creating the eggs. It'd rather mate with a male. Climate ain't a collector's baby and a cocker will not conceive eggs from the ground. Element azachar, the male, the ain't a losha shafuni timunichel. Shafuni means buried into the dirt of the ground. The boy is Eimer. Going back to what we learned yesterday, Rav made a statement that a beya imitzi yasa nigmar, that an egg, when it emerges from the chicken, that's when it's complete. What do you mean? My imitzi yasa nigmar, imitzi yas ruba nigmar. When the majority of the egg comes out, that is when it's complete, the majority. And this follows Rabbi Yechanan, who says that if let's say Erev Yom Tov, most of that came out and then it went back in and then it was laid properly on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. It's not considered a Be'ez Shnol to be Yom Tov because as soon as the Reiv came out, it was as if it was born already then. So it was laid Erev Yom Tov. The Chazra Muter is La'achol be Yom Tov. You are allowed to eat. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. However, Rav disagrees. You could amri puvaker. I know what Rav is trying to say. My im yitzi yasin nigmar puvaker to be shayl Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Im yitzias kula nigmara. Im yitzias kuli and dafke the entire egg came out, we consider it late. Avo rubiv ed of yomtiv, majority of the egg came out, then it went back in. Loi, it's not considered it was late, and then it came out on yomtiv, it was late today, it's also. Ula fukim el rechim, it comes to the gate of rechim. So grashi. Im yitzias rubiv nigmara, well, in yomtiv, it more regard yomtiv. Dim yotzer rubiv ed of yomtiv, most of it came out before yomtiv, but then it went back in, swallowed back inside. The yodasa balayla muteres is permitted. Rav Lakil knows the met, as if it was born yesterday. But Rabbi Yechon, the Kamarach is the same thing. Or you buy the same, Rav Lafukim Rabbi Yechon, as you come to argue Rabbi Yechon. That the imitzias, the Kamar, means dafke the full yitzir. Imitzias kula, but the muta yitzias ruba. So I'm going to write, good for, let's analyze it. Hashoichet es hatane goylis. Somebody shechts hatane goylis. He found in their entire eggs. We had this yesterday. You're allowed to eat the eggs with milk. It's not considered fleishiks. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Im hoya meuris begidin." You tell the Kama hold that even meuris begidin no shell. That even if it's just a yolk with a membrane around it, it's not fleishiks. You're allowed to eat it. I hold then it's mamish also still fleishiks. Can I have milk? Rashi, meuris mechubaris, still attached to the gidin.
It means with all the veins and whatever it's got connected.
So Tetz really asked the question, how can the Gemara call Gemuras if according to Rashi's Pshat, it's not Gemara at all? You still have still attached to the veins. It has no shell attached to the veins. So Tesis says that Gemuras, that Rashi's Pshat is that Gemuras goes on the yolk. The yolk is Gemuras. The rest of the egg is not Gemuras. That's Rashi's Pshat.
So once you've got a yolk
and a membrane. Not even a proper white. So you have a membrane.
There's normally a whole bunch of them all stuck together.
Little cluster.
Yeah.
Cluster, I think.
They sell in the butcher shops. Yeah. Supposed to be very good. Very yellow. You see how yellow they are?
They're good for your cholesterol.
These days they say it's good. These days everything changed, no? Can't remember which year we're in.
Which way is the wind blowing?
Bye, Digimoto. Let's analyze this before. Man tanelah. Okay, you have a machlek. Is whether it's considered flesh or not? Who is the author of the following? But I said, "Rami learned ha oichel min nevelas oif toid." If we didn't eat by a nevela of a toid, like a bird, different than by an animal, you don't become tamei. Only if you eat it when you upon swallowing it, it creates a tumor that you and your clothing. Ha oichel min nevelas oif toid. If you ate from the nevela oif toid, it's metame the person. And so on. But what about if he ate min hashol shalbeim? What about if he ate from the sack of a bunch of eggs? That, in other words, eggs that are still sitting there wrapped around with these veins. Or min atzamis, or the bones. Or min agidin, from the veins. And we had a mar psachim, a machlekes, if yesh begidin benayis atam, or ain begidin atam. Right now we're learning there's no tam there. Shenitlish benachai, if they were cut off from a living bird. Toy. In all of these cases, you didn't really eat the bird itself. In other words, the egg is not considered the bird, and therefore you're tired. If you ate the nevel of toy, you're tummy. But if you ate from the shalol shalbeim, you're tired. Is it right? The eggs, and even though they're attached to the veins, is not considered the oif toy, and therefore you're tired. What about, you know, eshkel shalbeim? What about if you ate from the eshkel, the thing that holds the beim together? In other words, it's really the meat. You're eating on the veins that are holding the eggs together, not the eggs themselves. The veins holding it. Or min akurkevin from the pupik. Or min ayin from the testins. Or yishihimches akcheliv. You turn the chelev into liquid. The gummy is swallowed. That's very tummy. All of this is considered food. So the eshkel shabayim is considered food. The sholol shabayim, the eggs themselves, is not considered flesh. Man tana, who's the author that says min asholol shabayim, toy is not flesh? Amar Rabbi Yisrael, obviously the lake of Rabbi Yaakov. Can't follow Rabbi Yaakov. Could eat Rabbi Yaakov. Amar, he said, ima ima udas begidin, if the egg yolks themselves are still wrapped around the veins, he holds asudas, it's asr. Rashi, the veils of toy metama oichol tami god. If you eat it, you metami yourself, then you close your who lovers b'shas b'liyosa. You're wearing while you're swallowing it. It's a cause of ain lo tumas maga masa. But if you touch it or you carry it, you're not tummy. Kid is that need the yafin lo be learned ha oichol. It says in pasuk oichol ech min advan alalu min mena.
Now. God, if it's
there's a cause on the tater. The whole thing is a cause. If you touch it, what else do you find? You're touching it, you don't become tummy. Dafka, if you eat it, you become tummy. The whole thing is a cause.
Generally speaking, when a tumma is balua, it's like a
forget. Usually based on studying, there is no tumma. No, the chal.
It came into your body from the outside.
That's right.
If it's inside, then it's not. If it came to your body from
exactly.
The outside.
Exactly. You swallow or tummy the ring and all that. A tumma is a study, not tummy. Yeah. Now, but if you ate minash shalosh shabayim, what is that? Keshein kavushin v'shalulin u'kavuyim b'shad. What about the eggs themselves? They're attached to the spine. Claiming oichel oisam bayim 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 agidin. Whether it's wrapped around agidin. Min agidin k'sav bayim agidin. It's not tasty. Shalosh b'ashtik my shalosh shal kavshim. I guess a pile or a group. It's not nevela. If you cut off a flesh from the living bird, it's not considered nevela. I'm a tummy. What about mina eshkel? Mebasar hashedu. This is not from the eggs. You ate from the spine. Shabei madukim shom, where the eggs are attached to. Shehim chachelev hei tiches hashumin v'gama. You took the fats and you melted it. Tamei. Why would I eat the parchin of achilah ksiv? It says eating. This is drinking. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish hanefesh. It says in pasuk hanefesh. Tamei hanefesh. Le'rabbi is actually hey hashoyse. Drinking is included in eating. Achilah ksiv v'nefesh le'chol nevela v'nevelas. I've tried mesukim v'diskanim. Let me write it. As an extra Rashi, man tani min hashol beim toyer. I'm a la bosta flesh. Rabbi Yaakov, tell me about it. I'm a by what's the idea? All Rabbi Yaakov is arguing about milchus and fleshes. Who should he argue is about tummy? Memai, how do you know that Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't agree that you that also this case here that you don't become tummy? Still, my ad can like come Rabbi Yaakov hasa meli inyan surga milchus and fleshes. Says we treat like flesh and not even milk. Avoli inyan tumah. When it comes to the laws of tumah, maybe different laws altogether. And lo, he agrees it's not flesh. If you can tell me, if you hold that it's flesh, when it comes to milchiks, shouldn't you also hold it flesh when it comes to tumah and shbiyasa? He said, no. Afushe tumah, all you're achieving is you're spreading more tumah. Afushe tumah midrabbanon, let's say the whole thing is the rabbanon. We don't want to increase, if you want, rabbanon don't like to make gzedas to increase tumah. Why would you want to spread tumah in the world? You want to spread tahara in the world. So to make a gzeda, to spread tumah, we won't do it. Rashi. We're worried that people will think if you like to eat this with milk, you like to eat chicken with milk. It's not boss of the Thomas, not that. I have a Himalayan tumor, make the same Zeta. The Litam and the Rabon and the Litmor Rabon, the Tame, Kehe, the Gazinli, the Gazin Iser. I push a tumor. The Kehefta Tatters, sorry.
Maybe for a specific circumstance, like sometimes you see the Rabon do make Zeta about the tumor.
Look at Rashi next. Rashi, ba'afushet tumah rabbanon mefshir. Rabbanon don't make laws of tumah. For Rashi, ba'afapi shegozer betumah. I'm looking at Shabbos. You chaz davar. All those dinim. Lekel meimer hocha nami nigzer. The leinichel on the fushet tumah. Where we have no breda, we have no breda. But if we have a breda, stam the belter. We're not going to be machmir to spread more tumah in the world. We're not going to do that. That's one answer. Ikedami is another version. Another version of this. After we brought this brisa, they asked. Well, the metal towards the top. If your hand touches, it becomes tummy. If you put a mouse in the, you put food in the Aron Kadesh, it becomes tummy because mice used to come in. They create laws of tumah. Yeah. If you take a shower after the mikveh, you become tummy. That's you. Okay.
You become tired.
Okay. Call that. Yeah. 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 But you were tired 5 minutes ago. So you can't make it tired. Then you cancel it. So it's like a fushet tumah.
It's
too much
that I'm saying
we're
told in the first place.
But it's retroactive. So that's retroactive. Because for 5 minutes you were toy. When you came out of the mikveh. Another version is we're kvetching on the other side of the braise. It says another braise. Man Tana, who's the one that says? Mina Eshkel shall beim tummy. Who's the one who says that if you touch eat from the spine, the vertebrae that's holding the cluster of eggs together? You are tummy. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yaakov. The Omar, he says, Im hoya ma'oidah begidin asurus. Rabbi Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov, who says that Im hoya ma'oidah begidin asurim. This is Rabbi Yaakov. He said that veins asur. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, the eshkel mahana. You thought that eshkel means the eggs that are attached to the vertebrae. No, we're talking about the meat itself, the spine itself. The eshkel mahana, the taib eshkel, the eshkel gufe. I have a chitim eshkel gufe, my name is a chidish. No, it is a chiddush, just like in the case of the pupik or the intestines. The afa gav the bus in the flesh. Why does the brayse have to highlight that they're tummy? Because kiven the ike injured leachli, since many people find it detestable and they don't eat it, itzich laashminan needs to tell you that you should know that it's even though that most people don't eat it, it's flesh and you become tummy. That people don't eat the spine, that part of the chicken that holds the yolks together. Itzich laashminan does tell you. So it's no raya anything. Rashi, Igram the Eshkol the Seif Avi Mashmal Rabbi Yisrael Beim. He thought it meant eggs. Hamuudis begin. The Shol I was Shol then. Avi Mashmal Leisha Einin Muudik Kol Kach. It's not so attached to the veins. That means you know it's Yaakov Meide. It's not Mamish. It's even if it's Yaakov Meide, that's Milchiks. That's part of. Kamei Yisrael Nagamudis Kareves Lovi Ben Klipa. Like those that are almost complete, that are close, almost about to grow a white shell. Those that only grow white shell, even Rabbi Yaakov is made that it's not a problem. Shane Dvekas, it's not really, it's not so much that. Exactly. It's already almost about to come off and it's about to form a shell around it. And that, even Rabbi Yaakov is made is not considered part of the chicken, it's considered a separate entity altogether. We learned anything that has tashmish during the day, he'll give birth during the day. Kosher, anything that generally likes to give tashmish at night, neile belaila. Kosher tashmish beimim belaila, mankind, side by day, side by night, is neile, if you can give birth, beimim belaila. Doesn't matter when you personally have tashmish, but it can happen. Not much planes.
The species.
Yeah, that species. Kosher tashmish beyom tanugelis. Tanugelis generally is only by day. Kosher tashmish belaila is atlif, the bat. Kosher tashmish beim belaila Adam v'chol de domele. Who's doyme la Adam? Behemoth.
Anyone else who does
monkeys.
Monkeys. It's a funny expression. Who's doyme to a human? To, yeah, humans. Obviously means that, but follows Rashi. Nobiam the kveisa yelubiam the give birth. Atliv kalba shodaj balaz. Okay, writing mother. You said, you just said culture tashmish beyond, which we just said our hands. What do I need to know that for? The mother could have mori brev kana to tell you the dinner mori brev kana. I'm not going to kana. Bodak bekonish a tanagalin. What happened? You were biting by a nest of tanagalin. Me erev yamtiv. You looked a ramish a minute for yamtiv. Ule matzah babe. There's no eggs there. Okay. Ule machad heshkim. You woke up first thing in the morning, crack of dawn. Matzah babe. Found an egg. Is it? Because since they don't give birth at night, and you went to crack a dawn before it was day, so this egg had to come from yesterday. You didn't notice it. You didn't notice it. Muteris. I v'lahe bodak. Emo, we're going to say, loy bodak yafa yafa. V'afilu bodak yafa. And even you're going to argue them, no, he definitely was taru. Emo, I'll say like Rabbi Yechanan. Yotza rubav, that must have been that Erev Yomtev, most of it came out. And therefore, it was really like it was born out of the yomtiv by day. And then the chazah was swallowed back in, and it came out today. It came out during the night. But when did it actually? Technically, when was it born? It was born yesterday. Chazorav.
So she's 15 today.
Okay. Uked Rabbi Yechon, and we follow the pin of Rabbi Yechon. Not like Rabu. Argues the second he Amri, but like Rabbi Yechon. Rashi. That law of the Braisa is so strong that even though you saw Fakert, you hear this, it's an unbelievable thing. You saw with your own eyes, there was no eggs there. The Braisa says it couldn't be at night. So you were wrong, your eyes lied to you. It's an amazing thing in halacha. So strong is the Torah that it can contradict what you saw, and you're wrong.
The Metzius is different.
You're wrong. You saw it. There's nothing there. You're wrong. It was there. It's an amazing thing. Think about it. Can't be. You're wrong. Another possibility is here. You're not so wrong. Aim, we can say was so convinced. That didn't have a night, maybe even though it's very rare, that's what happened. Tulinba. But here at least, okay. It's an unbelievable. Just think about the Keyach of Teda. You want to use an example of Keyach of Teda? Here it is. The Rebbe used to bring an example about the Psulim. If you have an Ibiya at the last minute, because it's Shalmi says, Lakeh Gurmur Lai, that under 3 years a girl loses the Psulim, it comes back. And the Rishalmi says that even if it was the last minute, decided to make an extra month Adar, and she lost the psulim on that day, it'll come back. Because why? Because halacha says that under 3 years, all it comes back.
So are always from Fizah Chodesh, no? But when the base news goes there, that's when the Metzius, the
Yeah, but that's halacha more than Metzius. Here's a Metzius. The Kegel Malai, you never use a Metzius. Here's another example. A Metzius. You saw.
You didn't see.
You didn't see. He says that Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul said, if you searched in the nest, you couldn't find any eggs. On the following day, Heshki woke up early morning, he did find eggs. Asura will assume that it happened during the night, and it's awesome. When I answer, there's a big difference. There's a difference if it was... When we say it only happens by day, it's from a zohar. Safna da'ara makes no difference day or night. So every time, how do you know that it came from a zohar?
What does safna da'ara mean?
That it rolls around the ground and that is conceived egg. And that can happen that as well.
Hang on. Are you saying about eggs? Are you saying safna da'ara is the chicks?
No, not the chicks. Not the chicks. It makes the mother bird conceive eggs in the first place. You don't need a zohar at all.
This is you found an egg on
Yom Tov. The battery farms, what do they do? In all these big battery farms, they have the zohorim or they have some heat that makes the birds, the chickens.
I don't think they have zohorim. I've
seen these things in massive, thousands. Yes, I don't think it's the heat or something. I don't know. Why Lamori said if I couldn't find anything, we rely that it's all right. Safna, maybe you got heated up from the ground. Every time, how do you know it's from a zacha? Why? Be makel, be machmer. A safik, be machmer. Rashi, If he found it first thing in the morning, we're matir. Maybe it happened at night for safnada. Ema misafnada. The yolder below yontem tangi birth at night. So the gemara, but iko zocher b'had is zocher there. Tell you what, so what? Because zocher now, maybe out of safnada. So everything comes from zocher. Sometimes from zocher, sometimes from safnada. Amar avina gemiri. We have a rule. Kol heicha di iko zocher loy safnada matter. The chicken refuses to have them in the safnada, it'd rather have in the zocher. So it could only work if there's no zocher around. How far away do we say the zocher is that the chicken refuses, but in principle, for safnada, wants the zafka from a zocher? If you can hear the sound of the rooster by day, now what do you mean by day, dafka? So Rashi says, and Tesis is even clearer, at night it's louder. I remember this over here from last time that Archcroll has the wrong shot here.
Is this where they said that Rashi didn't see the...
No, that was Chulin. I think if I remember correctly, they learned Pumfuk, they learned by day that it's louder than by night. Okay, so then there must be another Archcroll, the old Archcroll. The old Archcroll said, I'm the other way around. Anyway.
But we said in
so look what it says there.
The sound of the sun,
we had that during the day. There's so much other noises. It cancels out the noises. But at night, it's quiet. You can hear anything. And yeah, like Tesis says over here.
First impression was 1991.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. So Raja, coil ain't should be able like that. But during the day, it does not travel as far as at night. At night, it travels a lot further. So even by day, 60. By night, who knows how far away they are. Says Gemara Vayter. Avad Rav Mori, Uvda, Rav Mori, Taka once paskin. What's the distance? At Shishin Bati, the distance of 60 houses. Not sure how far that is. That's interesting. V'ikanara, if there's a river in between, Le Avra, even closer, the male won't come over, or she won't go over there. Machlek is who goes to who. But there's a bridge, Avra, then the male will come over or she'll go to the male. But if it's a very narrow bridge and it's very rickety, Loy Avra. It's a machlokes to show him who's going to who. Is the hen going to the rooster?
What happens if you keep them separate and she still lays
eggs? Yes, we're saying it. If there's a river in between, so it's possible, then they will be softened out. The rooster's smart enough, or the chicken's smart enough to know what's not going
to
happen.
Be able to go around.
It's not that
the owners keep each
other. Yeah, it means, yeah, be able to, accessible. How, okay. That means that this chicken is intelligent. It has to know there's a river there, and I give up on the rooster, even though he can hear a sound, I know he's not coming. So the chicken, are they? Okay, if you say so. Okay. Because I once saw, in my own eyes, in the park in Antwerp, two chickens. We're having a fight in the Chon Park over there, wherever it goes. And there was a fence about a foot away. There's a massive hole in the fence. You can just walk right through. I could walk through. And they're standing and fighting with each other. And they didn't walk back a second and size up. How can I get to the other side and beat them up? So they're not very intelligent. But nevertheless, they love. There's a river. That's it. We're not going to make it there. So if you learn it's a chicken who walks over to the rooster, it makes sense. The chicken maybe tried, saw a river, and gave up. But if the rooster walks to the chicken's waiting. It's waiting and waiting. Where's my rooster? Where's my fiance?
Mine, your yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the Maya came to. Yeah. Tell you what, have you the. But over a mitzvah, once happened, taked, and even a mitzvah that it was so desperate to have a zocher, it went over this narrow, rickety bridge. Rashi. Doesn't travel much of a day and a night. Uvda the bodlik made yantiv lemotzi. Couldn't find vihishkim. He woke up first thing in the morning. Motzi found the tana zochel. Atishim botin. There was no males around. The samach rav mori ala tana girl vihitir. He still relied on the tana girl, and he was matzah the beya mibra gesher. He's matzah the beya. It was still 60 houses, but it was within 60 houses. So he said, look, definitely it's a Zohar, and Zohar is only by day, so therefore it must have been, it was there yesterday. Mibra Gesher, bridge, Mitzvah Chevel Kosher. So Mitzvah is a very narrow bridge, and it's a rope. Chevel kosher barosh shtei yisaidis. You have a rope on two ends, two pegs. Achas tkua b'sfasa nor mezev. Achas tkua b'sfasa nor mezev. Two sides. Eight kotz mutl reich v'nor. Narrow board that goes the width of the river. V'oivin by bedoichik. And they cross it very, you know, it's very narrow. Ayidei sha'oichzin b'chevel v'oivin. A shikin can do that. So I guess not. That's why it doesn't want to cross. Says the Gemara. B'mayu kim to Rabbi Yisir Roshol. Okay, Gemara. So what do you tell me Rabbi Yisrael Shaul says that what do we say at night? It's a Beishanos Osir, but the Safna Ba'ara could happen at night. My idiot Bodek, so what's the gay here for your Bodek? Even if you were not Bodek, why would you think that it's yesterday? You have to assume it's tonight. Or at least a Safik. Kiloy Bodek, Eimam Et Malhavim. Tigmar answers, no, because if you didn't Bodek, you'll assume it's from Yamtiv. It's only when do we assume it was at night and it's Osir if you were Bodek right before Enashmashas, you couldn't find anything, that's it. But if you were not Bodek by Enashmashas, then we will say that it probably came from yesterday. Fidimar, Yehochi, Kibari Nami, even if you were Bodek, Eimam Yatsa Rubu Chazer. So what, even if you were biting was an egg, and you're telling me that what, you have a choice to be Toilet Erev Yamtiv or at night. You're going to be Toilet Erev Yamtiv. So you have the same choice now to be Toilet Erev Yamtiv and say that Yatsu Ruba V'chad, like Rabbi Yechon. If you have it breder, to say it happened Safnavar at night, or to say it happened yesterday, how come I didn't say anything because Yotzer Ruba V'chazra, I'd rather say it happened at night. But if I wasn't Baidik and I have an equal Safik, I'll say it happened yesterday. So Tesh already asked a question. But Luchayr is a Safik. Okay, 50-50. Could happen yesterday or at night. And since it's a Dovah Yeshla Matin, which is Mamish, I feel above the bottle. So just like I feel above the bottle, also a Safik, we should be Machber by Dovah Yeshla Matin. Just like we don't use the rules of Bittul, we shouldn't use the rules of Safik. And we should be Machber. But Safik say, hey, it happened at night. To say it happened at night, be Machber, and don't need it. What do you mean we're Matin? So Tesh's answer is really like a Sfek Sfeika. Because even Safna Da'ara. Also, it could be by day. It's not exclusively at night. Safn Dara respects no hours, day or night. So it's 50-50 chance it happened by day, 50 at night. And then, and the plus the fact was that of Yom Tov. So it's like a Sfek Sfeika, and that's why it's Mutter. He says over here, if you have a ground-up garlic that's liquidy, sakanta ligli, if left it open overnight, exposed overnight, you shouldn't eat it because a snake might have drank from it. Now that we're talking about him, Abiyah Mishal, so we throw in another din that he said. It's totally related. Rashi. Tumish Chike. Shumish Chukit. Ground up garlic. Legluya Hanacha Shaysimen. The snakes like garlic. He mites in Megula. Makl by Aras. And he puts it in his venom. Talk a very mother that's over here. Anyway, right, the Gemara, Beshama, next thing. Beshama is a soy because I is my time, Beshama, what's the spot of Beshama? Why Beshama makel? Beshama is makel again, that the yeast is only a kazayis osir, but you should know that chametz is a dry date. My time, what's a svara? Why is the chilgun so oid and chametz? And the Gemara, because they're two psukim. Im kain lichter rachmanis chametz. Talk only about chametz. Which is the chayre worse? So oid is worse than chametz, because so oid has the capacity to make other things chametz, yeast. So if you tell me that chametz is also the kazayis, then surely so oid is also the kazayis. Why does it have to spell out both? Must be two different shiurin. But no, I mean, ma chametz, ain't chimutz a kosher, because I is, so oid is a chimutz a kosher le kolshkin. Ebezei, so oid, a kosher chmanon lomli, why does it have to highlight so oid? Loimelach, shiurin. Two different shiurim. So everyone will machmer kazayis, and the other one will make. We say what kasevis a dry date. Rashi. Shiurim shazel lochil yalof soy mechametz. The chametz be kasevis dry date. The leitema you shouldn't say if you have a kavuchemer daye love me. I think you know, but say it can be more chametz than what you learn from. And if it's a dry date, that's what it is. B'soy nami be kasevis lochil kasev behedil soydim be shiurim zutah v'shiur rabba. Tell you two shiurim. Lochil kasevis lochil have a yisuv a daite. That's by Yom Kippur. That's what's enough. Kilfar time of yuma. And others want to say that's why they'd be learned from there because they're both kaddis. Kaddis, what do you get for punishment for Yom Kippur? Kaddis. And what do you get for Pesach? Chometz kaddis. Therefore, it's the same shir. Inami shi'uri na lochmashin. Or maybe the whole thing lochmashin sinai. Tishri has a problem lochmashin, so why b'chalini psukim on this here? Anyway, back to the motto. Ubeis hilal, tzrich mishil hold. You do need both. But e kosev rachmanis sa'id, only sa'id. I would have said, you know what's awesome to eat on Pesach? Only sa'id. Hava amina mishun chimutze kosher because it's real chametz and it makes other things chametz. Aval chametz, the ain't chimutze kosher, it's not the same. Emaloi tzicha. Emaloi, no, tzicha if you need it. Because we were thinking b'chal's mutter. Maybe it's not even awesome. E kosev rachmanis chametz mishun the roll achil, it's edible. There it's awesome. I would have thought sa'id, even though it's yeast and it's powerful, but it's not food. Nobody eats yeast. I would have thought sa'id, she ain't roll achil, emaloi tzicha, you need both. Ubeishamai for the Gemara, Ubeishamai. Less Luhud Rav Zeira, he doesn't hold of Rav Zeira's famous halacha than Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, Pazachar Kosov, the Tate starts off saying, Shiz Yamim, Sa'oilo Yamatzi Vatechim. And then when it finishes off, it says, the sign because it's called oicha machmetzes. Why did the Torah start with sa'oy and conclude with chametz? Loi malach zehu sa'oy zehu chametz. Kasha b'shamay. He says two different things. It says the Gemara is a difference between bayiro and achila. You misunderstood the Mishnah. Le'inyan achila. This Mishnah is not talking about eating. When it comes to eating, kuliyamale pligid is the same shir zehu sa'oy zehu chametz. Ki pligid le'inyan beer. They're talking about bayiro. So it's a kesevis. You do compare the two. Rashi. Lo yalfinan, we don't learn lemeima kehechid achila hisha because achila chom lebiyah soir af lebiyura hisha loy. You don't, therefore the Torah try and tell you, don't compare bal yura to achila. The itzer lich michtefino, the Torah had to spell out by sai soir and sai chomets, but bal yura is a raya that yesh chaylu bishyurin, must be that it's not the same as achila, it's achila and soir and chomets. So the more right to eat, when I may have learned, I'm going to be a chenina, my chleik is a mefesh of reise, my chleik is only in beer, 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 my chleik is only it says in the Mishnah, if you shecht it, Bisham, it says you're allowed to go dig the sand and make kiseh dam. And Basil is not allowed to. Third cool Bishamah. But however, everyone's made it. If you shechted it, and you have if you have a shecht and you have a deck or a shovel there, you can go ahead and cover the sand. Even Basil is made it, you can go ahead and cover the sand. So the Gemara said, the Lashon HaSheichet, it sounds like if you already shechted, that's the Machleket Bishamah, so if you're allowed to cover it. But Lechatchila, everyone hold, don't shecht. If you don't have sand prepared for Kisadam, no shecht. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like HaSheichet, the Yevet, only if you already did it. In Lechatchila, you shouldn't. Amos Sefer, it says in the Sefer, if you shecht it already, or Beisil lo imrim lo yishchot, oh sorry, then it says Beisil, don't shecht. Sound like Chachil, don't shecht. And the Mishamai said, Chachil, you do. What's going on now? They're arguing the Chachil, but the Evid. Miklal, the Tanakamba, the Mishamai holds, yishchot, you Chachil, you shecht. Hol lo yikash, that's not a problem. Lo yishchot, ve yichase kama. When it says here, don't shecht, means don't shecht and cover. He said, no shecht and cover. Rashi, Hashem, the Evid, yishach, and mashmah, and Chachil, lo yishchot, lo yinalal, and Mishamai, yishchot, lo 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 because when Yishchai bid me about Shechik, I'm only bid you have it. Holy Kachel. Lo Yishchai de Beis Hill, when Beis Hill says don't Shecht, he means Akisu Luchudi Kamahadi. He's answering on Kisu. Don't, you know, even if you Shecht it, still don't cover it. Holy Kamar. Lo Yigmer Meisachit, if you Shecht it, don't think that you can go ahead and finish and go dig sand and cover it. Don't. The Hainu Akisu. So, but Babashame Hosel Chatchil, you can go Shecht. This is what he's saying. Even if you did a bit of yavid, I don't want you to go ahead and cover it. But I hold you shouldn't chatchila and you shouldn't be yavid.
So they're arguing only on the kisya dam, not on the shchita.
The shchita b'shamay holds the chatchila. You died for the lashon. If you did shecht, the hill says don't go ahead and shecht the chatchila. So we're saying here
but because of kisya dam.
No? Yeah, exactly. So we'll see in a minute what to share. Let's go weiter. Shchita
itself is not a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're arguing on the
kisya dam,
not on the
shchita. Amos Sefer, look in the Sefer. She'im we already shechted. Now you have a mitzvah. You should dig it with a shovel that's already been prepared, and you cover. Miklal zaraya. That if they all made it, but the yevud right when they're arguing lechatchila, the reisha love the yevud. You're telling me that the whole machlek is as if you already shechted. If you're allowed to cover it. But everyone agrees that you should not share because you shouldn't shecht if you cannot do kisadam. Here it seems clearly that Hillel is made if he did shecht. It means that the machlek in Beshil Beshamay is Chatchila. Beshamay said Chatchila you can shecht even because you can make kisadam. He says don't shecht because you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah kisadam, so don't shecht also. It's not because we already learned in Pesachim that Yom Tov is an Asay analysis. So the mitzvah cannot be doing that. I'm involved with that. Says him, Omer Rabba, Hochi Kama, this is Hailam Shat. Ha Sheikhet Sheboli Molech. If somebody shechts and he comes to consult, He asked the Rav, what should I do? Keitzad. Oy malai, what are you telling me? Shamei aymerim, oy malai. Oy malai, he, in other words, shchait. Chafoy v'kisei. What do you mean, Rashi? Hashechid v'lim olech. Av v'gav da hashechid da almi. The word hashechid sounds like you're already shechted, the eved. Al korcho chocha l'chadchila. Definitely the Mishnah is talking about l'chadchila, you want to shecht. And b'shamas l'chadchila, you can go and shecht. Hashechid shabol lishchid, he wants to shecht. Hashechid, he means not that he shechted, he wants to shecht. Uvoli molech l'an, he comes to consult his rab. You're right into it. He should have said yishchit, go and shecht. He says you want a shecht and you're asking a rav, consulting a rav. Ma'yasa, he's asking if I did shecht, am I allowed to kisei damanat? So you're talking about you did, but you're talking lechatchila you haven't done it yet, and you want to know. Tell me, once I'm doing it, can I go ahead and do kisei? Shaila about kisei dam, as if I already did shecht, but I didn't do shecht yet. And shemisham lechatchila you're allowed to. Yimishchir v'lav hoyel the ainle eset offer to tuach. Shemisham said, go ahead and shecht. Oh my Rabbi, go Hashem. But the mother Kate said, "I'm a little bit shy. I'm a little shy. Go shecht, chafoy, and go and dig the kisei and go cover." Ubeis hill, I'm in lo yishcha. Don't go and shecht. Elin can alas. How you lay off a muchim when you had already sand prepared?
Is this from Kuli Beshama?
No. So this is no the chatchila. Machleik Beshama is the chatchila. Even though wording is bedieved, the machleik is the chatchila. However, Rabbi Yisiv, Amar Rabbi Yisiv says, "Hachi kama." This is how you learn. Hashoychet shebali hi malach. Hashoychet we'll soon see what Rabbi Yisrael's argument is. A sheikhid comes to consult. Keitzad, oimelay. What should you tell him? Beshamayim, oimelay. You tell him leich chafar. You tell him first, go ahead and dig, and then shchayt shecht v'kisei and cover. Or besilamim lo yishchadon shecht. Elin kena afu muchma yodis and prepared. So either one, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi both learned that chachile beshamay says in go shecht. Oh, I'm the Rabbi Yisrael. Leim amar Rabbi Rabbi Zera. Amarav yilchayt. It seems that you guys are arguing the machlekes of Rabbi Zera Amarav. What's the machlekes? Rabbi Zera Amarav. Hashoichid, somebody shech, tzorich sheyitin ofel lemata. You should put sand down on first, and then ofel lemaila, sand above. Shemar says the pasuk v'shafach es dama. You should pour the blood v'chiso be'ofer, cover it be'ofer in the sand, as if the sand already there, and you put the blood on top of the sand, and then you put more blood, more sand. Ofel lemaila, don't say sand, ela be'ofer. Melamet hashoichid tzorich sheyitin ofel lemata v'ofel lemaila. The Ma'ar Islay the Rab Zedos, he says first dig, you Rabbi Yisrael say first dig the sand, knows have sand prepared, then shecht, and then you know you hold sand on the bottom, shecht, and then sand on top. The Rabbah lessons, the Rabbah says no, first shecht and then have the sand. You don't need sand on the bottom. Amalei said no, Lab Dafke. Bain li didi, bain li Rabbah, Islay, we all agree, Rab Zeda, that you should have sand on the bottom and blood and the sand. But Hachik of Kamik, this is the Machlikas. Rabbah, so Rabbah holds, Iika of Lamata in. If you already have sand prepared, then we allow you to shecht. All I'm allowing you to do is put the sand on top. And Eloi, Eloi, Chashinu, we are worried. If we're going to allow you to first dig the sand, you'll dig sand, you're doing a Rehem Malach on Yom Tov, and then you decide not to shecht. You did a Malach on Yom Tov for no reason. We don't trust you. So if the sand already there, shecht, and then you put sand on top. How And I hold, no. You should let it, even though no sand, go let him dig sand in the bottom, because otherwise you're going to deny him the ability of Simchas Yom Tov, which is so important. So everyone agrees that the Chatchila, the Shamos, you can shecht, the Machlekes is only if you have to have sand already there before prepared or not.